Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, would you like to be the favorite coworker? How would you like to make your coworkers just love and respect you?
I wouldn't mind if it doesn't take too much effort. I've already tried a few things.
Okay.
I buy ice on a regular basis and put it in the freezer, and I let people use it.
Now, you complain every day that people are using your ice up. Oh, my God, I bought a bag, and people are using it up.
Who's taking my cubes?
Okay, that is not true. I only complain whenever it's abusive, and you come in, and, like, you bought a bag yesterday, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And I only complain to you guys, so it doesn't matter. No one else hears it.
Okay, well, I won't tell them you're complaining. But
so you can be popular amongst the other coworkers.
I would hope that for the effort I go through that I get a little popularity.
Okay. Well, let's see if you can do this.
Okay.
They say, don't be annoying.
Is there anything else on this list? Because I'm not the only one in here either, I'll just say.
They say, do you know someone in your office who does something in a certain way that drives everybody nuts? And it's okay if somebody else does these things, but if it's you, put an end to it.
Tom, and I'm only annoying to the you people.
Okay.
In the room.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not annoying to the others outside.
I can think of each and every one of us does some annoying things.
You're right.
Are you sure we want to visit this morning?
Listen, I'm not going into detail.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying that it's not just me. Exactly.
I think that it's kind of like a marriage where, you know, there's little things and habits that probably gets on your wife's or husband's nerves. But you got to remember, you do some things, too.
So,
okay. So, anyway, don't be annoying. That's good. And if you know, like, if people are talking about someone that's annoying in the office, don't do the same thing they are doing.
Okay, and I will say this. A lot of times, I think annoying people don't know they're annoying, and there's no way they can fix it. It's just part of who they are.
Okay, second one here, they say, have a sense of humor. Everybody enjoys someone that has a sense of humor and is able to laugh at themselves. Don't take things so seriously and try to lighten up a little bit.
I think that's one of my strong points. See, I just made you guys laugh.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Yeah. When I think of someone that's just, you know.
Lighthearted
and fun going and easy.
It's you, Tom.
Yeah, it's Tom. First person comes to mind.
Thank you, guys.
All right. This is something that you can do. Everybody can do this one, okay?
All right.
Keep your door open. If you have an office, they say keep your door open to welcome anyone who needs help or who wants to talk to you, because that's really, it's just warm.
The only problem with that one is that you'll end up being the person who never gets anything done,
that's
and you
true.
May get fired. Yeah. So you'll be that guy who wasn't very annoying but never got anything done and got fired.
But yeah, and you got the people that do walk around that are annoying others, and you have to keep them out sometimes.
Okay.
But he shares an office with us, so I can't lock him out. He's got a key.
How to make your coworkers love and respect you, they say.
That was one of us.
Don't gossip.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't waste your time gossiping about other coworkers negatively. So if you're going to gossip, make it something very good.
I like gossip.
Don't be a negative gossiper.
I like negative gossipers.
See, and I think that usually the coworker that has all the juicy gossip is well respected and liked.
Here's the thing about gossip. If your gossip is accurate, I think people consider you to be a news source. But if your gossip is hit or miss, then that's not really good, because who wants to hear gossip that may not even add up down the line?
Not just that, but you don't want to hear just the bad stuff, right, Tom?
Well, I'd like to hear all of the facts. Yeah. But honestly, what's all that great about the good stuff?
Mm-hmm. And people love the gossip. But they just don't trust the gossip.
Okay. Yeah. Good point.
You know, that's partly true, but I'm naive. I would still trust the gossip person because I would think, well, they're my friend.
I would trust the gossip, too.
Okay.
Who is it? We all have a little gossip every once in a while.
I have two more real quick. Hmm. They say you need to set a good example if you want to be loved by your other coworkers. by being on time, working hard, and producing results.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So that requires actual work. Let's not do that one.
Yeah. Out of
let's
that
just
one
pretend.
Right,
you know, let's skip over that
okay
one. Just ignore that one. And finally, this is something that you do a lot, Tom.
All right.
I think that this will come in handy for you.
Good.
They say if you want to be well-respected and loved by your coworkers, bring in food.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's bagels, donuts, sandwiches, stuff like that, food can give your coworkers a little morale and boost.
So probably they're supposed to share it, though, right?
Yeah, I think you're supposed to share
okay
what you bring
that's
in.
That's true, Tom. You know what, though? He is pretty sharing if you can get to
he
it
is
fast
he
enough.
Is.
Yeah,
he
I
is
mean, I, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you want some cheese balls? Well, yeah, but that was the last one.
Well, I know. My cheese ball tub is big, and I do share it freely.
He okay.
But and I share my ice.
If you're going to bring if you're gonna bring in your food, though, don't bring in fruit trays or tofu casserole.
Or stuff that stinks.
Yes.
Or muffins and danishes, because that's not breakfast.
Okay.
That's dessert.
Bring in sausage and biscuits.
Sausage,
and
eggs,
egg,
bacon.
Chocolate chip cookies.
You're a little negativity coming from somebody.
Oh, someone being the negative coworker?
I'll take danishes.
Okay. Well, now you know how to be loved at work today.